Chazor zeichen und schon bachich eschashagam nevam Yehudim esech des Pesachim daf nun beis. Mishnah said, ha-kayoyte boya moylech peiris shviyas v'chulu. The Gemara understands that Yehuda is saying, if someone goes from a place in which the fruits are still in the field to a place in which they are no longer in the field, he may still store the fruits in his house because he can tell the people to go to the place that he came from and get the fruit over there. But how does Rabbi Yehuda allow that? Doesn't he agree that you have to follow the chumras of the place that you're going to? Rav Shishi Bar Yehudi said the Mishnah is discussing a case where he went from a place that had fruit in the field to another place that had fruit in the field. After arriving in a new place, the old place no longer had fruit remaining in the field. The Tanakhama says that a traveler must therefore return the fruit to the field based on the place that he left. Rabbi Yehuda says he may tell them, you can come to where I am now and take fruit as well, and therefore he doesn't have to return the fruit to the field. For that, we find that Rabbi Elazar says that Rabbi Yehuda is stating a chumra, not a kula, so this can't be the proper explanation of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, reverse the sheet, so that the Tanakhama is the one who says he doesn't have to return the fruit to the field, and Rabbi Yehuda says that he must. Abaye has a different approach. He says the Mishnah is discussing a case where you went from a place that had fruit remaining in the field to a place that no longer had fruit remaining in the field. But he then went and returned to the place that he left from with the fruit. The Tanakhama says he doesn't have to return the fruit to the field. Rabbi Yehuda says he has to return the fruit to the field because the people can tell him, you're returning from a place that had no fruit remaining in the field, and therefore you have to put it back out. Rav Ashi, yes, the fruit is from the first place, and now it's back in the first place. So just because it passed through the second place, which doesn't have fruit in the field, and now has to be put back into the field, can't be. Rather, Rav Ashi said that Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda are arguing in the Machloikas Tanoim in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if someone soaks to preserve three different vegetables together on Shemitah, Rabbi Eliezer says as soon as one of those vegetables can no longer be found in the field, all three of them that are being soaked to be preserved may no longer be kept and eaten. Yeshua says as long as one of the three is still found in the field, all the three may be stored and eaten. Rav Gamliel says each species is viewed separately. As long as it's available in the field, that species may still be eaten and left over there soaking. This is the subject of our Mishnah as well. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah is Mekel like Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir like Rabbi Gamliel. Ravina has a different approach. Ravina says Machlekes in our Mishnah is regarding the subject of Machlekes in another Mishnah. The Mishnah says one may store and eat dates as long as it's available in the field somewhere in the region, meaning there are three regions. There are the regions of Yehuda, Eivor HaYarden, and the Galil. So as long as it's available somewhere in your region that you are in, you can still store such dates. Rav Shimon Gamliel says one may eat dates only if it's available among the branches of the tree in a field, not based on it being available among the thorns of the tree trunk. It's got to be in the branches. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah holds like the Tanakhama of that Mishnah, that even availability among the thorns allows for storing and eating of the dates. Rabbi Yehuda is machmer like Rav Shimon Gamliel and allows storing only based on the availability among the branches, not among the thorns in the trunk. Dr. Gemara Mishnah says that there are three regions for the Chi of Beer: Yehuda, Eivor HaYarden, and Galil. Each region may store and eat produce during Shemitah if that species still remains in a field of that region. Rav Chaim Bar Ukva, in the name of Yitzchak Hanina, said, we learned this from the pasuk that says, Be'artzecha, which teaches that since the animals from one region would not travel to another region to look for food, so the Chi of Beer is only based on the availability within your own region, because that's where the animals would look. Dr. Gemara Braisa says, fruits that were taken out of Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah but are no longer available in that region may be placed back into the field outside of Eretz Yisrael. Shimon Elazar says they have to be returned to Eretz Yisrael based on the pasuk of Be'artzecha. Gemara says, a Maaser of Safra took wine from Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah and was unsure whether it needed to be returned to Eretz Yisrael to be put back into the field, or whether he was allowed to be put back into the field where he was, because it was no longer available in the field. He asked Rav Huna, the son of Rav Ika and Rav Kahana, whether they had heard how Rav Avoh had passed regarding the above brisa. Rav Kahana said that Rav Avoh passed like Rav Shimon Elazar, and the wine must be returned to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Huna said that Rav Avoh passed like the Tanakhama, and the wine therefore need not be brought back to Eretz Yisrael to be put into the field. It can be put into the field where he is right now, outside Eretz Yisrael. Rav Safra said, we'll follow Rav Huna, because he's more particular about being exact with his Rebbe's words, and therefore most probably he has the proper psak. Rabbi Loi chopped down a palm tree that had tiny unripe dates on it during Shemitah, and thereby destroying the fruit, but he did it, he chopped it down for its wood. In fact, the Torah says that Shemitah fruit may not be destroyed. We can't answer that these unripe dates are not called fruit, because we find that Rav Nachman says regarding Erla that the small fruit that accompany the actual fruit are considered to be fruit. Where it says Rav Nachman follows Rabbi Yossi, but the Rabbanan argue and say that it's not considered to be a fruit. In fact, the Gemara Rav Simi from Nado asks, we see in a Mishnah that the Rabbanan only argue regarding the tiny fruits of grapes, carobs, and olives. However, they would agree that these tiny dates are considered to be fruit. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Loi chopped down a male date tree whose fruit never fully ripened and are therefore never considered to be fully fruit.